Chapter 8, Leaders Make Decisions. In my experience, only about 20% of people are true decision makers. The other 80%, they just follow. They wait for direction, and often they complain about the very decisions those leaders make. People who avoid making decisions are usually less happy with their lives because they have handed the wheel over to someone else. They become passengers on a bus they did not choose, headed for a destination they did not pick, and then they wonder why they feel stuck. Here is the good news. Leaders are in demand everywhere. Every industry, every community, every corner of life is starving for people who are willing to step up, make a call, and take responsibility. Leadership is not about titles. It is not about corner offices or big salaries. Leadership is about making decisions and owning the results. We often confuse leadership with authority, being the boss, giving orders, or calling the shots. But real leadership does not require a title. You can lead from any position, at any level, and in any setting. Think about the coworker who steps up during a crisis and calmly finds a solution, the family member who takes responsibility when no one else will, or the friend who organizes the group instead of waiting around for someone else to act. That is leadership. It is not about power. It is about responsibility. There is also a strong connection between decisiveness and happiness. When you make decisions, you steer your own ship. You choose your course, even when you must navigate rough waters. That sense of agency fuels confidence, resilience, and happiness. When you avoid decisions, you outsource your life and allow someone else to decide where you go, what you do, and who you become. That is a recipe for resentment and dissatisfaction. When Kay and I first started our business, we faced countless moments where we had to step up and make tough calls. Should we invest in this new product? Should we hire this person? Should we risk taking on more debt to grow? There was no roadmap, and no one was going to decide for us, so we had to do it ourselves. We did not always get it right, but making those decisions and owning them shaped our business and our lives. If we had waited for someone else to lead, we would still be waiting. Being a leader does not mean you never doubt yourself, and it does not mean you always choose correctly. It means you choose, you decide, you act, and you take responsibility. Leaders do not wait for perfect conditions. They move forward with whatever information they have, trusting that they will adapt along the way. This is what separates them from the 80% who sit back, criticize, and let others do the heavy lifting. Leadership is not about power. It is about responsibility. Anyone can step up and lead from anywhere. Another observation is that there are far too many people who are in charge but are not truly leading anyone. You probably know managers, executives, or public figures who are anything but real leaders. They often seem unhappy, and since misery loves company, unhappy leaders often make the people around them unhappy too. Being in charge does not make someone a good or responsible leader. The positive side is that employers everywhere are always searching for natural leaders. Regardless of the economic conditions, employers make it their business to find people who are good decision makers. They want to identify leaders and put them in charge because there is not nearly as much competition among the 20% who consistently step up. You can lead yourself to a great job simply by understanding this. Becoming a decision maker opens opportunities. Many great rewards, including financial ones, come from leadership. The material benefits do not necessarily create happiness, but they can increase your enjoyment of life. It is up to you to decide whether you want to live as a leader or a follower. My suggestion is simple. Start today by making one firm decision. That decision making is easy. Make a choice, decide, and you may be surprised to discover that you are a natural leader too. Reflection exercise. Led from where you are. Take a few minutes and answer these questions. Where in my life am I waiting for someone else to make the call? Work, relationships, finances, or health? What decision could I make this week that would move me from passenger to driver? What is one small way I can lead right where I am without needing a title or permission? Remember, you do not need to be in charge to be a leader. You only need to decide